Yo.
Dude, this is pretty sick.
This all is right, like, I can hear so clear.
I know, it's so clear. This is nice. All right, I like this. This is like good. Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to the Serial Killer Podcast.
Yeah.
This is our episode. We're going to stay very topical and on point today. We have tried many a time to actually film an episode, but we somehow managed to fail every single time. Today's topic, YouTube Rewind.
Dude, just came out.
As
of the time we're recording, it has come out
in like, I don't know, a couple weeks, but yeah. They dropped it. There's nothing, like, I didn't see any videos about it until I actually watched the thing. I saw it on the landing page, and I'm like, no way, this isn't the real thing. And then I see there's 8 million views, which is very minimal for YouTube. And it's posted by YouTube. So I'm just like, bro, what is it? Just like a teaser for the thing? And I watch the video, and they go the safest possible route. And they just...
It was literally nothing. Just analytics.
Just analytics. It was like a Watch Mojo video, except without the commentary. It was awful.
It was so bad. At the beginning, they were like, Yo, we did awful last year. We suck. So let's do something worse.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we're about to give you what you guys really want because you deserve better. I'm like, well, then why are you giving us this? It's awful. Don't watch it. Okay, there's nothing in it that was worth your time. So.
No, not at all. I lost like 4 minutes of my life just watching the video. Yeah.
Seriously. 4 minutes I'll never get back.
I'll never get that back.
Seriously, man. It's
kind of sad.
It's kind of sad, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, what is up?
Not much. How about you?
Honestly, not much either. I stayed home today. I stayed in bed. I slept really late.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I didn't do anything.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
I woke up this morning. I felt so sick. But then I somehow managed to leave the house without sobbing my eyes out. And I got on the bus, made it to first block, and the teacher that I legitimately hated wasn't there. And it was kind of beautiful. But the one problem with her not being there is that I did all the homework, all the due homework. And then her not being there means she's not going to check it next class. So I spent a full day working on this stupid homework that she won't even check when she gets back.
Yeah.
So that was my morning. And I have a test.
That's gotta be tough.
Yeah. I have a test coming up too. I don't know what it's gonna be on, but it's gonna be fun. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, all tests are so much fun, dude.
They're very engaging.
Anyway, so this is an introductory, so let's kinda go over it. What's this podcast gonna kinda be about, kind of a little bit?
Yeah.
If I haven't said kinda serial enough.
Podcast. We talk about anything that just gets brought up. If we have a plan, it's definitely gonna diverge at some point.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry about that. It's not our fault necessarily.
It's objectively not our fault.
Objectively. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Figuratively speaking, it is not our fault.
You know, metaphorically speaking.
Yeah.
If you truly dig deep and think about it, we are not responsible.
Well, you see, in Hebrew, the language, messing up actually doesn't mean what the American version means. So, I don't know where I was going. Basically, the big factoid of the day is that it's not our fault. We're just...
It's probably you. Honestly, how dare you?
We're small little ducklings in a very big world of podcasts.
I heard that you're homeschooled. How's that going?
Dude, I just now heard. I don't know, man. Being homeschooled, it's like a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
Because I get to sleep in. I get to do work whenever I want. I get to go to the cafe when I work. I don't do it all the time. I think I did it most of the time this week.
Yeah.
All right. So Like, I didn't do it today, but I did, like, every other day this week.
That's fun. So, speaking of homeschool, I used to be homeschooled myself, and you were, too, before you got into school.
Yeah, and then I'm being homeschooled.
It was like a homeschool school, but not really. You know,
it was weird.
It was a weird school.
Can't explain it very well.
There once, and painted a rock for him.
That was nice. That was a good rock. I enjoyed that.
That was a fun experience. And then I got onion rings and a soda, which was pretty nice.
That was nice. You got a cherry coke, I remember.
Cherry coke
and Funyuns. And I got the exact same thing.
Exact same thing. I said I wanted Funyuns. You were like, hey, yo, I want Funyuns too. You were like, can I have a cherry coke? And I was like, a cherry coke? I want one of those. So then I got one.
Basically the same person. I don't know if you could tell.
We've only known each other for like, you know.
Well, it's like a couple. Like almost like a. Dude, it's been a decade.
No, decade.
Over a decade.
It's crazy.
Wow, that's weird. That's weird to think about. We're about to end the first real decade of our. What?
Like I forget how short a decade is. You know, like. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I'm really bad at the difference between decades and centuries. So one day, I was like, hey, Mom, how many centuries old are you? And she's like, I'm like almost half a century old. And I was like, no, you're not. You're not 5 years old. Are you stupid? This was a couple years ago. If you're wondering, yes, I was still homeschooled at that point.
Dude, that's explained so much about homeschoolers. Teehee lol.
Yeah. So, yeah. Do I regret homeschooling? No, not necessarily. Would I do it again? Probably not. If push comes to shove and I'm just done with school, I would absolutely do homeschool again. However, I would like to have a different style of homeschooling. No offense, Mom. If you're listening to this, I hope you realize that your son turned out perfect and I am the best child you will ever have. Thank you.
Dang, man. Yeah. Wow. That's pretty direct. Best child.
Absolutely.
Anyway, we don't have a plan for this, so
we did. We're gonna talk about YouTube Rewind the entire time, and we realized it's a very short topic.
Yeah, because there's not much to say. It was.
You know, it was fun. This podcast, and we didn't think it would start recording instantly, but it did. So we had to roll with it. So this is the Serial Killer Podcast, man. If you want to stick around, we're not ending it yet. Not even close. We're only 7 minutes and 54 seconds in. But like, if you're enjoying this, man, I don't know what you do on this app. Drop a follow, give us a heart or whatever. Go grab some tea, sit back down, and buckle in. It's going to be a long ride. Lots of downs. And not many.
Not a lot of ups.
it's going to be a roller coaster.
It's going to be some kind of roller coaster.
Yeah, a lot of loop-de-loops.
Dysfunctional roller coaster.
Pretty dysfunctional, not going to lie.
Very falling apart.
Absolutely.
So, yes. I have this really bright lamp that I didn't think it was this bright. And
yeah.
I went to my pitch black bonus room. It's so, so dark if you turn all the lights off.
Yeah, I live in my dark bonus room. Never not in the bonus room. I eat food in the bonus room, even though I'm not supposed to. I go to bed in the bonus room, even though I'm not supposed to. I play video games in the bonus room, even though I'm allowed to. And last but not least, I talk to you and a lot of other people in the bonus room.
In the bonus room.
And my parents. Believe it or not. I do actually talk to my parents.
I talk to my parents in the bonus room.
Talk to my parents.
Even when I'm supposed
to. I shouldn't be saying that. Not in this podcast, but like, I do. I promise.
Right. So, I'm in the bonus room. I got this very nice lamp, and I was like, I'm going to record in the podcast. The bonus room. I'm going to record the podcast in the bonus room. I think that's the best place to do it. So I get down, I turn on the lamp, and like my entire room and probably the next like houses over to me are completely illuminated. I'm not kidding. It's brighter than if it was day and all the lights were on in my bonus room right now. Pretty nice. I would rate it a 1 out of 10. I'd probably put it somewhere between 1 and 10. So,
like, kind of sick.
I have lights too. Let me go pop them on real quick. I don't know how this thing works. There we go. I did it. Something's happening. Let's do a transitional shade. Yes, we can. Let's do some nice... I want to do green. I'm okay with not having green. I made it so it transitions from red to purple, and it looks kind of sick.
Dude, sick. That's dope.
Absolutely. How? Okay. Oh, this is awful. This is like the worst thing ever.
So you
it's
see.
So bright. Why is it so bright? I can turn the brightness down. That's turning it up. Why is it turning it up? No, there's an upwards arrow, right? But then it makes it go even more bright. I'm currently blind.
So.
And I blame the lights for it.
So.
Yeah, what's up?
So. What?
Yeah.
Wait.
What are your plans for Christmas?
That's exactly what I was going to ask. That's literally what I was getting to. I was going to snap and then go, Christmas. Like,
yeah.
Dude.
Because I have a Christmas tree right next to me.
Oh, I know. That's fun.
It's missing, and it's kind of beautiful. So, that's where I got that
one. Nice. I had the song All I Want for Christmas Is You stuck in my head because everywhere I go, it's playing. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah. No, honestly.
Everywhere.
At school, it was first block. We're just sitting around doing work, and the teacher starts blasting that one song. And I've heard that song so many times. I wanted to strangle him. I mean, I loved like the Christmas spirit and all. I rate that. It's pretty sick. Good for you. But at the same time, don't blast music. Especially not the most overplayed song in existence while I'm over here trying to do work, because I'm not going to be able to focus. I'm going to be like either jamming along or in the worst mood possible. In this particular instance, I was in the worst mood possible, which is unfortunate because I was down to get in the Christmas spirit, but for some reason I made the very conscious decision to not do that, so now I'm sad. So that's that.
Nice. You know, you just hear the first part of that song, just the like, it's just like you hear the you, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I am about to die.
Yeah.
It's just I can just hear it, and like the sec, I know the first note. I can't replicate it with my mouth, but I know the first note, and right as I hear that, I instantly know that for the next 2 minutes in like 20 odd seconds. I am going to be like singing along to the same song that I know so well and I do not enjoy at all.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
Same thing with Last Christmas. I actually used to really like this song.
Last Christmas, gave you my heart, and the very next day,
gave it away. Okay.
Gave it away. You know, we should start a band, you know, like a nice little harmony type of thing.
We should.
What? Yeah. You know the people at Chick-fil-A we saw? We should become one of those people. Just like, walk around house to house. Yeah, we should go caroling. House to house, giving people candy canes for listening to our awful singing. I'm not saying their singing was bad. It was fine. Like, it was definitely above average. But, like, if we did it, right, we could give people candy canes for listening.
Okay.
We have like hold up a sign instead of like I don't know. Holding,
by the way,
like, yeah, what's up?
Your brother stole my free ice cream or cookie gift card.
Yeah,
he stole.
No,
it.
He told me.
Yeah,
we currently have eight. We have eight of them.
You've eight.
So if you
dude,
want
I'm
one,
gonna be honest. The entire time I've known Espen, this is a compliment. I don't know if it's a compliment or not. Actually,
okay.
But I'm
going to assume it's not, but okay.
No, it is, I'd say.
Okay.
He is just so like if there is something free or like if it's like you pay $1,000 and you get one thing for half off or like one thing for free, dude, Espen is going to like act upon that deal.
No, 100%. Yeah.
It's like you buy the entire like continent of America.
Yeah.
Right, and then you get like Syria half off. Like, dude, he's gonna buy it.
No, yeah, Okay, how much you want to bet that Espen's going to be a multi-millionaire within the next couple of years?
Well, buying and reselling free stuff. Well, we'll probably get free stuff and then resell it. Speaking of that, so I'm sure you've heard I've talked about it before. My cousin, you know, buys and resells stuff online. It started out with sneakers and Yeezys. He's really into the sneaker business. Yeah. And he buys and resells stuff, and he just gets free stuff for free because that's how free stuff works. And he has alleged a bunch of like Alexas and Ring doorbells and stuff, just piles, hundreds of them, just in his closet, just free stuff he gets in his closet, just piled up. And he got a $100 gift card to P. Chang's or whatever it's called.
You sell it for like $200.
For five bucks. No, he got it, and he spent $5. And basically, he got into some shenanigans, buying and reselling accounts, Instagram accounts. And the FBI showed up at his door. He's 15.
Dude, that's how old is he?
15. And my other cousins, I believe, are 13. They turned 13 July or June. I'm not sure. They're around my age, basically what I'm saying. And those are like my really close to twins. And then you got 15-year-old, and I don't really know the whole deal. I think he tried to explain to the FBI, like, how it worked. But they, like, how buying and reselling works. But they thought he was part of a little bitty no-no bad thing that is happening around, around, and they're like buying and reselling stuff and doing things bad, and they basically they thought he was part of sex trafficking, and that's what I'm trying to get at. I'm just gonna say,
you know, that's the first thing came to my head. I just didn't want to say it.
I don't really
actually care. It wasn't. That was a joke.
Yeah, it was not the first thing that came to your head. Right.
It was not the first thing. I was thinking like drugs,
something like that.
Maybe young children. So I guess sex trafficking. Yeah.
It could be drugs. I'm not sure exactly, but I'm pretty sure it was along the lines of that, of what the person is doing, and they can get a lot of trouble. But they thought it was him, and now I think he's trying to help them find out who it really is. So
dang, he got himself involved in some awful stuff there.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm proud of him, Alex. If you're listening, keep going, bro. Entrepreneur.
Yeah, Alex, you are now my main man.
I'm sure you met him at my the wedding.
Yeah, but that was like a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, I know you met the younger ones, the two twins.
Yeah, definitely. Positive.
You said it was
okay. One of them's the animator, right? The drawer or whatever. Their profile is like a dog.
A dog? What?
No, like she used to edit your videos.
Oh, no, that's my other... She's not Chinese. These kids are Chinese.
Oh, Chinese, okay.
Yeah, she was there, but I know the twins is what you meant, and they are...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
They're twins.
The twins. They're Asian, okay. And they were with us. Half Asian. We're dwelling too much on that.
Yeah.
How's your family?
My family's existing. Fun fact, I am Norwegian. And I know what you're thinking. What does that have to do with anything? I'm Norwegian.
Are you?
You didn't know this? No, you did not know. No way you didn't know this. Dude, my grandpa's from Norway.
13 years.
That I've never talked about.
Never said.
People are like, hey, you. And I'm like, bro, my main thing. I say that way too much. How have I not told you this?
Ever said that ever to me?
Dude, no way.
Probably because I've never walked up to you and be like, yo, what's up, Caucasian?
No, I say it a lot. Like, even when people don't say that.
Wait, seriously?
No, I say it a lot.
Like, the amount of level like that I bring up that I'm Italian, like...
I would say that, like, maybe even more.
Dude, no
way. I say it a lot. Dude, I say it a lot. No way I've never told you. Okay, so I'm partially Norwegian, which means I descend from Vikings, so which means I'm better than you.
Basically.
It's kind of sick. So basically,
it's kind of sick.
We conquered the dragons, And probably killed some unicorns along the way. But basically, my grandpa's name and my name combined makes the name of a an old chief Viking.
And well, I've never asked you sick. About your name. That's probably that's why it's Trigg, right? What yeah. What's the Viking's name?
Olaf Tryggvason.
Tryggvason?
And I'm okay. I don't know if my grandpa was making this up, but he said that we're related to that guy, which like he's like it's your great 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 grandpa. I don't believe it at all.
Okay.
But it could be a fun fact. Anyway, speaking of fun facts, did you know
yeah.
that the extra pocket, the small little pocket in your jeans, right? You
yeah.
can actually fit. Okay, it's meant for watches. Put your little stopwatch in there. Not stopwatch. Your
it's
little
a pocket,
pocket
watch.
Watch.
That's what it's for. It's an extra pocket in your pocket, and that's what it's for.
You're in the mind. Just pop it out. Little pocket watch. You look at it. You're like, oh, look at that. I can go home soon. Then the people that are paying for you, that's it. You're dead.
Yeah, that sucks.
Like you're gone.
Can you
like,
imagine
the cave just collapsed. Now you're never getting out, and then you starve to death because the equipment wasn't powerful enough to lift the giant stones that have concaved on. I don't know if that's the right word. Falling in front of the entrance.
Dude, what is happening with your mic right now, dude? Jeez.
Oh, I don't know what's going on.
It was like for like a couple of seconds, I swear.
Is it better now?
It's better now, yeah.
Okay.
So
speaking of awful things. Seven
Star
Seeds,
Wars.
Have you watched all the way through? Oh, Star
Seven
Wars?
Seeds. No, not yet. The new one is going to be so bad. But yeah, Seven Seeds.
Oh, yeah.
I did not watch all the way through. I watched the first episode, and I thought it was stupid.
I think I finished it. I don't know. There were really very few shows I could watch, right? So then I was just like, you know, let me watch it. Let me give you guys a little premise, right? So it's the end of the world. A bunch of people are taken, and then can I just, like, put in to repopulate the world? And there's one, it's like, they're like five teams. One's the elite team, one's Plan B, which is like the weaker, kind of just a ragtag bunch of people. And then there are a bunch of other ones that are kind of just, they're an optimal species of human. Like they're human, but they're not bred to be better, but they're genetically stronger than all the other ones. So it's all those people, they're together on a barren wasteland, except it's not a wasteland, it's an overgrown society. The plot is great.
So
you know,
it's not barren, nor is it
it's
a wasteland.
Not barren. It's not a wasteland either. It's a nature filled animal.
Island. It's an island.
Infested. It's an island, basically. Like it's surrounded by fresh water. For some reason, it's not really explained. And then we kind of learn more about the. I think they might, but I'm not sure. There's like a meteor or something, and then like glaciers melt or whatever. So that's the premise. It's a great premise. I love the premise. It's just the characters. And that voice acting, both in Japanese and
English,
American, English.
American is not an
American.
Not a
shut
language.
Up. They're both awful, you know, because like the Japanese, it's very monotoned and like not much expression going on, and it's the same exact problem for English. Like, you can hardly tell the male characters and the female characters apart. I'm like, obviously you can, but like, all the characters sound exactly the same.
Yeah.
It's like the same person, and they're all talking, but they have like a voice filter.
Man, that must suck.
I didn't like the show. Yeah, it was awful. Like,
yeah,
it was terrible.
No, I watched the first episode. I didn't even finish the first episode. I just remember when it first came out, I was like, dang, man, like, new show.
Yeah,
I was on fire that like whole month. I remember you. I know you. You have to remember this time. I watched at least like 20 anime in like
you
1 month.
So many anime.
So
like,
many.
Dude, you have to watch Angel Beats, and I was like, dude, heck yeah, bro. I know. I would love to watch Angel Beats, and I watched it because I just got unlimited data. So then I was using my unlimited data to watch Angel Beats. I cried once. I would have cried more, but then my mom had to go be like, hey, Tree, can you please do the laundry while I'm watching the most sentimental part where he says goodbye, he had the speech, and you send them off. No spoilers, but they all graduated.
Purgatory. They all graduated purgatory.
They all graduated purgatory with purgatory flying colors.
Flying colors. They're the only ones with
flying colors.
Not to spoil exactly. Or anything. Dude, I remember the first day we finished it, though, we could actually make jokes, though.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, are you gay?
That was the best part.
You gay, bro?
Gay, bro.
The watch stuff, not funny without... It's so not funny
I recommend
if you
don't
get watching. The context. If you don't get the context.
It doesn't make any sense for the context.
Yeah,
I mean, it
it's
does,
just like, it's a question.
Depending on what the situation is.
But with the context, it's so funny. It's just the part where he says that. He's like,
so,
oh no.
There's this very welcoming guy.
And he's like, I want you on my team. And only you.
I want you on my team.
And he goes,
and
are you gay, bro?
Yeah. Gay, bro? You know, I was really, like, the way the anime, I don't know, the way I felt like the anime was going, I completely thought they were going to go out with each other. And I was like, bro.
Bro.
That's cool. I support you. But at the same time, I was like, this is unnecessary. You don't have to do this. It seems
forced. Was actual jokes.
But then it was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He ended up with the other girl.
Yeah.
I mean,
it could have been gay. And I don't think it would have affected the series at all. It could have been good for the series. It could have been bad for the series. Who knows? I have nothing against gay people. I have nothing against straight people. I have nothing against non-binary people. I have nothing against transgender people.
You don't need to cover all of the bases. You don't need to make sure.
I hate boomers, and boomers deserve to die.
Okay. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Just kidding. I love you, boomers.
They're so smart.
Yeah, you're very special. So do you think Trump is gonna win the election?
Honestly?
Yeah.
I don't even care.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I don't either, because I don't know any of the other people that would run for it.
I'm sure he's gonna win. But do I care? Do I have any stance? Am I Republican or am I a Democrat? I don't care. I don't even know, bro.
Yeah.
I don't have views.
Do you think that we're going to get in like a serious war that could seriously affect our well-being anytime soon?
No.
I don't either.
Honestly, don't think any of this matters.
It doesn't. Not at all. Like this entire podcast is wasting everybody's time.
I'm sure there are some factors.
Like, it's like the worst podcast I've ever seen in my life.
Basically, something like that.
Absolutely.
Pretty,
like, no question.
Pretty close to that.
Pretty close.
But, like, I'm sure there are some politicianistic things that are happening that, like, I guess good stuff is happening or bad stuff is happening that could affect us. But, like, I don't really care. Unless it's, like, there's a notice that it's, like, okay, World War III is happening in a couple days. Everybody get in your bunkers and, like, start stashing food. We're all going to die soon. Like, unless that happens, I don't really care, man.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever, bro.
Yeah. So, what are your thoughts on the new Cybertruck?
Bruh. Window broke.
Dude, the window broke. Not even just one. They both broke.
Both. The back one, too. Yeah.
Yeah. But, fun fact. Another fun fact. It's actually illegal for the car not to have a breakable window.
Yeah, because you can't break it if you fall off a bridge into water. We both watched views, so we know.
I didn't watch the same. Yep, we did.
Jeez,
didn't.
Bro.
Great.
There's also a theory that since they put a sledgehammer on the door.
Sledgehammer, and then the vibrations cause the window to get loose.
It broke
easier. In conclusion, I've watched every single episode of Views Podcast, and hate to promote somebody else's podcast on our podcast, but go watch Views.
David Dobrik, Jason Nash, their personalities were great together.
Yep.
I'm not saying that today because there is a 20-year difference.
Joe.
Natalie's great. Natalie's great. I love Joe. Joe's Teeny Weenie Podcast. It's amazing. I love basically everybody that's on there. Jeff was on there once. He's pretty sick.
You know Joe knows
kind
the Rock?
What?
You know Joe knows the Rock?
Yeah.
Go shout out to my boy Joe. No, go shout out to my boy Dwayne on Jumanji.
Dwayne the Rock, John.
Jumanji, too.
Jumanji. Heck yeah, baby.
Yeah, so, okay. Sick.
This is getting... Okay, this is a increasingly more popular opinion. Do you think that TikTok is the new Vine?
It could be. Right now,
there's too many
e-girls. But... Why did Vine end in the first place? I don't even know.
Because I'm not exactly sure, but I'm pretty sure that, like, it was bought by a big company, and the big company didn't agree with what was going on, so they kind of just got rid of it. They terminated
it. Stupid. It was so good, man.
It was the best thing ever. It was great.
Vine was the perfect, like, was all you needed. It was perfect for everybody, whoever... Like,
but I would say,
like, I mean, I don't know, man. It was great.
I feel like TikTok, there are more possibilities going on with TikTok because you're not limited to 7 seconds.
Yeah.
You could do up to 60, which is great.
Yeah, and there's a lot of TikToks I've actually enjoyed, but here's the trend I don't like. So it's like the really self aware loops. Like,
oh, yeah.
Where it's like, we're a loop. We're just going to continue over and over. There's no stopping. And then, like, he's like, just ask the question, blah, 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 blah. How are you doing? And just, like, it right as it ends the clip, it restarts, and it, like, I don't know. It's dumb. Some of them are clever, but, like, most of them are just, like,
yeah.
It's just too much. It's an overhaul. And then it's all the same songs over and over, and I tried to do a
I love the ones that don't have this, like, I personally, right, I don't like any of the song ones, unless it's, like, some clever, like, way they work it into the joke.
Yeah, the joke is the song.
Yeah.
It's like a phrase.
But I saw
in
this
song.
One, it was like Amber Alert. It was like Your Vibe, but it's like spelled differently.
Yeah.
And then You're High, because it's spelled differently. And then it's like Amber Alert, Your Vibe, and You're High have been reported missing. And then it was like, and I found Your Vibe. And I
found my high.
Yeah. Found my high.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of silly.
That's
kind of silly, silly, fun, fun. I enjoyed it.
Nice.
Yeah. So we've gone through so many different topics. It's kind of incredible.
Whirlwind. We guarantee the next one will not be any different.
It will not be any different.
That's a promise.
We're talking about the same stuff every single time with a little bit of variation. So in conclusion, if you enjoyed this podcast, it's still not over yet for some strange reason.
If you enjoyed, what are you doing with your life? You should go find a hobby, do something better. But if you really hate doing things like that might motivate you and might bring you to, you know, get successful in your life and, you know, do something positive and good in your life, if you don't want to do that so badly, I mean, continue to listen, man. We're gonna be here.
We'll be here for a long time. However, unfortunate or fortunate that is, I would say eventually we could just set up a freaking camera, and then just like record in the booth at that one church that we both go to in an undisclosed location.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
We could do the podcast there.
Podcast,
dude.
Right there.
We could do it right there. Sick.
Absolutely.
Like right there for free.
Right there.
Do it.
Exactly.
1 week for free.
Yeah. So we're definitely going to have some special guests on this podcast eventually. And I promise you the quality is only going to increase from here. Because after we talk about all the stuff that doesn't matter at all, we will eventually get some topical and actually important stuff.
I feel like each episode will probably be its own like little thing, so it's not gonna be for everybody. Like we might do one on anime because we're both weebs. I don't know if you could tell already.
Exactly. We've only talked about it for like 5 minutes.
But we only talked about a really bad one. We only talked about seeds. That's a really bad one.
I wouldn't count that as.
It's just a bad
it's
show.
It's like Ruby. It's like Ruby, except like stories is worse than Ruby.
Yeah.
And the voice acting is awful.
Yeah.
So at least Ruby has like some okay story, and it's not a good story, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's like Tokyo Ghoul, you know.
Tokyo Ghoul one was good. Like
it was good. I enjoyed the premise. I enjoyed the characters. I hated the dub. The dub was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
The dub was so awful.
Well, we could stop talking about animes because we're going to end the podcast. It's all
we're
the time.
End the podcast.
It's not all the time we have. It's just all the time
we have so much more time. We could go till 4 a.m. in the morning and still have more time. But for your guys' sakes, you guys stop watching the video.
Go do something
so you won't
productive.
Feel bad when I see you the next morning.
Go outside.
Go outside.
On your trampoline.
Do a backflip or a front flip.
Either one.
Or
send
you know
us a
what?
Video.
Say
on our social medias.
Off a freaking mountain. If you land on your neck, not our fault. We didn't necessarily force you to.
We advise a parachute.
You did that on your own.
Although it's not
if
required.
If you have a parachute, then that's fine. But yeah, guys, go jump into a cliff, and I'll see you guys in the next podcast. Goodbye.
Peace.